Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Jim Dyke, a graphic artist here at the Jefferson City News Tribune. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
One of the things that Jim is best known for in News Tribune history is he is a editorial cartoonist. So, Jim, tell folks what an editorial cartoonist does.
Well, entice people to think about topics and use a little cartoon. Could be simple or it could be complicated. Drawing as a tool to do that.
Okay. So this cartoon, which editorial cartoons, of course, have a long history in newspapers for many centuries. They've been a staple, especially on opinion pages. So Jim's cartoon appears every day in the News Tribune on our opinion page. So Jim, how did you get started as an editorial cartoonist?
I started here at the Tribune. This is over 31 years ago, doing lots of different things. And then I wanted to do editorial cartoons. And so I just started doing some, and then we started running them. And so it's been all the way back to George Bush, the first George Bush president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Bill Clinton, then the other George Bush, and everybody else since.
So it's been a wide variety of topics. So you mentioned the presidents, but you also do local topics as well, state topics.
Sure. I mean, holidays, I like to do holidays and then tie it into maybe something a little bit political that's going on, or a current topic. It doesn't have to be political.
Right, right.
It can just be a current topic that's on people's minds. So I do think that hanging out in places in town is important. So I do hang out at certain places where people talk. I go to the Grand Cafe on a Monday night, or even tonight maybe, while the legislators are in session, is a great place. You have lobbyists and politicians.
Yeah.
So you get to hear what other people are thinking. It's no good to just have your own thoughts.
Right. So as you're hearing these conversations, you're thinking of ways that you can express an opinion, sometimes with humor, sometimes with not. Is that my understanding of how you do it?
A little bit. Sometimes to get your own thought, you have to hear somebody else say something, and then you have a reaction to it. And that might be where the cartoon comes from.
Yeah.
It doesn't especially have to be certain topics. I'm not really that, whatever you might say, closed-minded on.
Right.
Other ones I might be, but still it's not, you know, it's good to be out and hear what other people are thinking. But when someone makes a statement or I see two people talking, it can trigger an idea in many different ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's an important thing that I'm often asked about your cartoons, for instance. It's not necessarily the News Tribune's opinion that's expressed in it. It's your opinion, correct?
Yes, and other people's too, because of what I just said, because I'm more like, that's what the representatives are supposed to do.
Right.
Be out among the constituents and hear what other people are thinking and wanting to happen, and then they represent us.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel like it's kind of like that.
Sure.
So it's not always just what I want exactly.
Right. So then kind of walk me through how you actually draw the cartoon. Do you hand draw it out, or do you do it on a computer? I mean, how is it actually constructed?
I've done it different ways over the years. I used to have a duo shade board, is what everybody used, that has lines built into it. Draw with ink on the board. And then there are two chemicals that you would brush over. One chemical would make the hash lines shading show up.
Hmm.
That's how you get the effect of it. It looks like it's been painted on, because it was. And then there's a second chemical that you can use that makes cross-hatching, lines going both ways,
okay,
crossing over each other for a darker shade. I didn't really like the way that looked too much, so I didn't use the second one. Now, the way I do it is draw it with markers on paper, scan it. I actually use my phone as the scanner, email it to myself, and then use Photoshop.
Yeah. So once you have the idea of what you want the cartoon to look like, how long does it take you to build it?
It can take a lot longer than you'd think.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes not. Sometimes yes, because I'm doing it on the computer with Photoshop more now. I find myself moving things and try this, because you can actually cut something out, cut the head off somebody.
All right.
And squish it or stretch it or skew it to make it look more like them or something. And I find I spend a lot of time on stuff like that.
Well, it's a lot more flexible, I would think, as far as creativity that way.
Today's is Mickey Gilley passed away. So in the paper today, his number one most famous song is Room Full of Roses. Hmm. So what better place for a room full of roses than when your casket's there?
Oh, there you go.
So that's what today's cartoon was.
All right.
Did you not see it? You act surprised.
No, I did see it.
Okay, well, you sounded like you just heard about it.
No, I. Sometimes I will confess, Jim, I have to really think about your cartoons to really understand what your message is behind it.
Did you not know that was a song?
I don't know that I knew that that was a song.
It is a very big Mickey Gilley hit. And by the way, he's cousins with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Seriously?
And Jimmy Swaggart. Yeah. They all learned how to play the piano from their, I think it was their aunt or their grandma.
Okay. Well, that's a very interesting tidbit there. So what kind of cartoons are you thinking about that are subjects right now in the news that you think might be good topics for future cartoons?
For tomorrow is the budget that Missouri passed.
Okay.
Couple topics. Of course, the end of the legislative session. Students are graduating, high school students. I do caricatures at all-night graduation parties.
Right.
So that's on my mind. And I actually see these people and talk to them. And they're excited about the future. So there's all that. That's a big topic.
Right.
For them.
Right, right.
It's a big deal. I think that'll keep me busy for a little while.
There you go. One thing we haven't talked about is once the cartoons have been produced, then you share it with the editorial board, who will look at it, and they may have suggestions or concerns about it, and then they go back to you, and we have a discussion then about if it should be changed or why or things such as that. But I will say our goal is with your cartoons, as we've discussed, is they're your cartoons as far as your view or what you're wanting to say, but we try to look for opportunities there where how or if it needs to be altered.
Yeah, Mrs. Weldon came up with the idea for the group to talk about these and then email, and then other people joined in because there are phrases, et cetera, whatever, that other generations know about that I don't know about.
Right.
And I might say something without even knowing that I just said something.
Exactly.
We don't want to have a rock in the window.
Exactly.
Or something. And we don't want to make anybody feel that way. We're just trying to spur ideas and thinking, entice people to think about different ideas.
And see, I agree with you 100% there. That's the whole purpose of the opinion page, and especially your cartoons, is to get folks to think, to get them to engage in conversations with themselves and their neighbors about the ideas that are expressed on that page.
Right. So, some people are surprised when they find out who some of my friends are because they think of me as way conservative and some of the other people as way liberal, and they're shocked that we even hang out.
Right.
And my opinion is, what good is it to hang out with all people who think the way you think? That's
exactly.
Boring.
It is boring.
Yeah.
You're right.
Does no good.
All right. Well, we're of the same mind on that. So as we wrap this up, this conversation here, I've got to ask you, give me a couple of your favorite cartoons that you've done and maybe what caused you to do them.
Well, one that I worked on a lot, and it was during Thanksgiving time. I was still living at my parents' house, and they had just cloned a sheep, and they called the sheep Dolly, and I thought, that's got to be a cartoon somehow.
Right.
Of course, you think of Dolly Parton.
I do. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I don't know, and I thought, and I thought. So finally, I came up with the idea of a sheep is being interviewed by a reporter, and the reporter says, how does it feel to be the first cloned sheep? And Dolly says, I'm beside myself.
Oh, wow.
How's that? Ta-da.
That's bad.
That is one of my favorite.
Did you get my joke? It's bad.
I got it.
All right. I got it.
And then, one that went very far across the country, all over, was the Columbine shooting. Mm-hmm. And I had the school roped off with crime scene tape and all this. And a little girl and boy outside, and one of them says, how come God didn't stop the shooting? And the response was, how could he? He's not allowed in school anymore. Mm-hmm. That even ended up on Dr. Laura Schlesinger talk show, who I didn't even know who she was at the time.
Yeah.
People called here, hey, you're on the radio, you're on the radio.
Well, and I think that's one thing I always find interesting is to hear where your cartoons have resonated with either across the nation or with celebrities that you featured in your cartoon.
Yeah, the Don Williams, when he passed away, the guy living on Tulsa Time guy, his family got the cartoon that I did about him passing away. I'm not quite sure how, but they did, and I heard back from them. And when Billy Graham passed away, I got a handwritten letter from Franklin Graham, which is cool.
Yeah.
Some things like that, other things.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, Mrs. Weldon sold some cartoons to the Forbes family, and they're hanging in New York on Fifth Avenue in the Forbes Museum of Cartoons.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it happens. I guess Jeff City has some connections.
I guess so. Well, it's got to be a treat when you get those in the mail or you hear about it. So
yeah.
Congratulations.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us today, and thank you for the great cartoons you have every day in the News Tribune.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.